Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio here on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. And we're here every Monday through Friday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. My great producer, the best ever, Dan Shagrew, is here. And my favorite news person is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
So I encourage you to watch Debbie Downer, the first time they ever did Debbie Downer on SNL, because I understand that you had never seen it before.
I don't think, you know, I probably did a million years ago, but I didn't remember it.
Yeah.
It's pretty
special, isn't it?
They're pained.
Yeah.
In their laughter. That's the thing.
That's the, because we were talking a little bit earlier about, if you did not see SNL this weekend, it was great. It was the first truly consistently very, very funny episode of the season. And the season's actually been pretty bad. The McConaughey episode was okay. It was pretty good. Had some good stuff in it. The Elizabeth Banks episode was better because of her. Not necessarily good writing, but she's so awesome that it was, you know, it was worth watching. But this was the first one where everything came together. The writing was really strong. The cast was really good. And the host was great. And musical guest was great, too. It was so good that even Weekend Update, which is consistently horrible every week, was pretty strong. So we were talking about that, and there is a scene, a sketch, actually the very first full-on sketch they did after the cold open and after the monologue, the first live sketch they did, because the first sketch was this filmed commercial parody of a dating service called Settle, which I thought was very funny. Did you see that, Esmeralda?
It's pretty spot on.
Yeah. It's very funny.
Pretty
so
much.
We're getting married in April, which is earlier than my sister, which I think is my favorite line in the whole thing. But the first live sketch they did was this sketch where these two government officials are interviewing these three sort of bumpkins who were abducted by aliens, who were the very first official abductions of aliens. And it's Gosling, the great Cecily Strong, and the one and only and current, by a mile, best cast member on SNL right now, the phenomenal Kate McKinnon. Kate McKinnon, I adore her. It's ridiculous how much I love Kate McKinnon, and it's kind of spectacular how brilliantly funny she is. And she's going to go down in history. She's only been on the show, I think, three seasons now. She's been on three seasons, yeah. She's going to go down in history right up there with the great women in the history of SNL. There's no question about it. But they are basically recounting their their abductions by the aliens. And Cecily Strong's character and Ryan Gosling's character have these magical sort of memories of this abduction by these aliens where everything was like heaven and it was beautiful. And then Kate McKinnon describes how she like had to pee into a bunch of weird looking gray aliens with big eyes watched her pee into a metal cup. And then they slapped her, as she said, they all stood in line and slapped her knockers around. And everybody on stage is losing it. Like, Gosling can't keep it together. At one point, Ryan Gosling just starts, he breaks, he just starts laughing. And everybody, like A.D. Bryant and Bobby Moynihan, play the government officials who are interviewing the three of them, and they can't keep it together. So I immediately, you know, because Esmeralda and I were talking about Nezzy, and I were talking about it. And now explain why I just called you Nezzy, Esmeralda. This is also from that SNL.
Because Ryan Gosling calls his child, who is also named Esmeralda. He, at the end, you know, they say their thank yous and everything. He said, I think he just said hi to them.
Yeah.
He said hi to Ava and Nezzy, which I'm assuming is Esmeralda, his child.
Yeah. So
now
Nezzy.
You may call me Nezzy.
You've never been called Nezzy.
No, that's never come up. But it's fine.
Nezzy?
Thanks, Ryan Gosling. Hey, wink.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Boy, I've never, I don't under, I don't, I can see Ezzy.
He may have, maybe he did say, I don't know. No, because it said in the, because I had the captions on.
Oh, and the caption said Nezzy.
It said Nezzy.
Okay.
I'll ask him next time I see him.
Yeah, next time. Hey, girl.
Yeah. Like, hey, Ryan.
You know what I think Ryan would sing to you? Let me love you down.
I would die.
Yeah.
I would die right there.
He's something, that Ryan Gosling. So anyway, he was great, and he clearly had a great time. And there were several scenes where he was just like really, really, it looked, he was really happy and really smiling and very close to breaking, because I think everybody on the cast, in that cast, really made him laugh and made him happy. It was really the best SNL of the season. But when we were talking about this alien abduction thing where Kate McKinnon made everybody break, I mentioned to Esmeralda Debbie Downer. The very first time that they introduced the character of Debbie Downer, Rachel Dratch's hysterical character, of the girl who goes out socially and meets people and then ends up bringing everybody down, bringing the mood down by talking about like horrible, inappropriate and sad things. And I suggested that if she had not seen it, that Nezzy watch the very first Debbie Downer sketch, which is when Lindsay Lohan hosted it for the first time, back when Lindsay Lohan was hot and talented. And the future was very bright for her. She did a great job hosting it. It was a great episode. And they did Debbie Downer at Walt Disney World, at Disney World. And it's hysterical. And Rachel Dratch, in an interview, said that she was really mad at Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sanz because they kept breaking during dress rehearsal and during rehearsals, which is, of course, was a common thing between those two goofballs, because it got to the point where that's all they did was, like, laugh at each other. And we were talking about this off the air, Esmeralda, you know, like that got a little tiresome. It's like, okay, guys, that's your shtick now. We get it.
It got really annoying.
It's funnier if it's great and funny if it's genuine. Like people are trying to keep it together and they break. That's, you know, that's hilarious.
Oh, for sure.
So they go to they do the live, that now they're in the live show, and the first person to break is Dratch. Dratch completely breaks because she screws up a line. She says the government is so secretive. She said sensitive instead of secretive, and then she broke, and that was kind of it. And at that point, it was all over. Like nobody could keep it together. Everybody broke. The only person who didn't break was Fred Armisen, who just basically just looked at his plate. I don't know if you know. I've seen that sketch. I've probably seen that sketch 8,000 times. And Armisen is the only one that doesn't really break, because he's just like looking at his plate. And Amy Poehler's doing the same thing, too, because Amy Poehler is just like, they order pancakes and stuff. And for like half of the sketch, Amy Poehler is looking down, cutting pancakes with a knife. So she does not bust out laughing. But the best line, Esmeralda, well, she can't get it out. She's laughing. Well, it's official. I can't have children. One of the funniest lines ever uttered in a Saturday Night Live sketch. So you finally did remember watching that, or you did watch it?
I did watch it, yes.
Oh, it's so funny.
And it's, like I said, it looks like it hurts.
Yeah.
That they keep breaking.
Yeah. And then she was like, Lauren's going to kill me. She was convinced that Lauren was going to kill her after the sketch, and that was it. It was never going to happen again. She was never going to do Debbie Downer again. And in fact, it was one of the only times Lauren Michaels said, yeah, that was funny, because it really happened. It was funny. So, and as a result, she got to do Debbie Downer many more times. It was never as funny as that first time. So, but anyway, something similar happened this weekend. If you've not seen SNL from Saturday night, of course, now, you know, the world is a completely different place. You can watch all of SNL on your computer while you're supposed to be working today. So go ahead and do that, because it was actually a terrific episode. Good morning. Hi. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hi. I'm Nick DiGilio. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. Every week on 720 WGN. Having a great time every weekday morning. Please join us. Join us big time here. We'd love to hear from you. If you can't listen over the night, overnights, you can check us out on our podcast, Real Popular Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to our podcasts. And you can do that very easily. You can go to iTunes and subscribe. It's free. It'll show up in your device. You can listen at your leisure, bro, anytime you want, at your leisure, bro. And get our podcasts. at WGNRadio.com. You can check us out on Facebook. We have over 11,600 fans on our Facebook page. So please like us there, Facebook.com/NickDShow. Hey, you know, we have a treat every day this morning for the next 11 days on my show here. We have a book to give away, and that book is by our beloved friends, Steve and Johnny. Steve and Johnny have written a terrific book called A Little More Les, which is about their fantastic friendship with Les Paul, one of the, you know, legendary musicians of all time. And for the 12 days of Christmas, we're given 12 copies of A Little More Les to give away. This is our second copy to give away. We have 11 to give away now until our Christmas break. So let's do that right now. If you would like a copy of the great book, A Little More Les, seventh caller right now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Seventh caller gets a copy of Stephen Johnny's terrific book, A Little More Les. And if you don't end up winning, you can always purchase the book via the website, WGNRadio.com/Les Paul Book. Makes a great gift. It is a terrific book. I've read it. It's awesome. And you know Steve and Johnny are awesome. And you know that they have a special relationship with Les Paul. And it's all recorded in this terrific book. So caller number 7 at 312-981-7200. We'll get one of the 11 remaining books that we have to give away for Christmas here. And if you want to get your own book, WGNRadio.com/Les Paul Book. All right. Esmeralda, Nezzy.
Yes.
Are you ready to hear about some offbeat holidays?
Yeah.
In addition to the ones that we're already going to celebrate this month.
Yeah, I want to celebrate some holidays.
All right, I got a couple that we've passed, but they're interesting. December 4th was National Salesperson Day. So you missed out a chance to celebrate people that you know who are in sales. You ever do sales, Esmeralda?
Yes, and it was the worst.
I've never done it, and I
did, like, retail stuff, but it was the worst. Like, yeah. You had to really pitch. I'm like, I can't do this. Do you want something? No? Okay, I'm good. I'll see you later, then.
Did you get a commission?
No.
Oh, you didn't even work by commission?
No, it was just retail, but they're, like, pushing you to sell.
December 5th is Bathtub Party Day. So we missed that one.
Who has bathtub parties?
In the age of showers, here's a day to slow down and enjoy a good soak. So I guess that just means take a nice, relaxing bath that day.
Okay, that's a little misleading.
It is. Bathtub Party Day seems like it's you sitting in a tub with 20 people standing around going, where's the food?
Exactly. Yeah. It sounds a lot more exciting than
food's actually. In here with me. All right, you can hold on to that. You can keep it. Thanks. December 6th, yesterday was National Pawnbrokers Day. Says it, if the date seems random, it's not. This holiday falls on St. Nicholas Day. Oh, well, thank you. Nicholas was the patron. Did you know that Nicholas was the patron saint of pawnbroking?
Gosh, how old is that profession?
That's unbelievable. I think that's hilarious that the saint that I am named after is the saint of pawnbroking. Oh, man. Speaks to my ability financially, I think. I think that's pretty telling. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have anything in my bank account. I got to go sell some stuff. I think that makes sense. All right, December 11th, okay, Friday, is official Lost and Found Day. It says, visit a thrift store. See if you can find that book that you've misplaced or invest in a memory-boosting regimen so that you'll be losing things less frequently. Wait a second. So you lose a book, so you're just going to go around to different thrift stores and go, maybe I'll find my copy of Catcher in the Rye.
I was hoping it was rifle through a lost and found box.
Yeah.
And pick out what you want.
Pick out what you want, yeah. December 12th is Gingerbread Decorating Day. Why is it just that one day? I mean, aren't people making gingerbread cookies like all month?
And wait, it's gingerbread what?
Decorating day.
Oh, I'm thinking the houses.
Oh.
Like a gingerbread house.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
December 12th is also National Day of the Horse.
Oh, great.
All right.
Horses freak me out.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, because they got those people eyes, and they look like they're going to about to go crazy at any moment. They always look that way.
Wait a minute. What kind of people do you hang out with that horses have never,
Look at a horse's eyes. They look very people-like.
I am very familiar with... You probably don't know this about me there, Nezzy.
Are you a horseback rider?
I was.
Oh, wow.
I took the equestrian arts.
Oh, my gosh.
I jumped horses. I had the crop and the hat, the whole thing.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. When I was a kid.
Huh. Is there pictures?
See, that's every time I tell somebody that, they're like, we got to see the pictures.
I think my parents, I did this when I was like
8 or 9 or something like that. But I did it for a few years. I still love
to see pictures.
I love horses. I don't know about people eyes. I mean,
they just look like they're about to go crazy at any moment. They have this look about them.
Here's a question. Have you seen the movie The Ring?
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember the one really scary, the only really scary? Because I think The Ring is stupid. I don't think it's scary. But
right. The horse is very skittish.
The horse goes nuts on the ferry.
Exactly. And you can see it in its eyes.
That scene is awesome. You can see it in his people eyes.
Yeah. There's these enormous, they got eyelashes. It's just too much.
I've never heard that before. Horses have people eyes.
Well, because it's a horse, and you know, like dogs and cats, they look like animals' eyes.
By the way, we want to congratulate Dwayne in Elwood. You guys can stop calling now because Dwayne is our winner. He won the Les Paul book, and again, if you didn't get a chance to win it, WGNRadio.com/Les Paul book. But we have 10 more to give away. 10 more to give away. We'll give another one away tomorrow morning. December 15th is Cat Herders Day. Technically, this day is for all those who work jobs that could be described as like trying to herd cats.
I was going to say.
Which is an impossible thing to do.
I didn't know that was a real job.
No.
To herd cats. I guess if you work at an animal shelter.
Yeah, but herding cats is not, that means it's just like you can't do it.
No, I know. Maybe I just didn't know.
Maybe I didn't know there was something I could have done. Could you imagine trying to herd cats? Shut up. Don't even try to herd me over here. I'm gonna be peeing in your socks. I'll see you later.
Well, you've seen the ones where they put the leash on them and then they just throw themselves on the ground.
Yeah,
could you imagine,
and then you have
like
to drag them?
Them.
You have to drag them.
Try to drag 30 cats.
December 16th. You might want to mark down this on your calendars, especially if you're a parent. It's Barbie and Barney Backlash Day. All right, is it really worth backlashing against Barney? Is Barney a thing anymore? Barney's not even a thing anymore. Is Barney a thing? Is Barney... Is that Barney? Was I just doing Barney, or what was that I was doing? Dan, any ideas?
I looked away. I thought Barney walked in the studio.
That's what I thought. You thought I was a giant purple dinosaur.
I did.
There is still a website.
With people eyes. What?
There is still a website for Barney.
Okay. Barbie? Okay, what's bad about Barbie?
Well, you know.
Well, because the unrealistic.
There's that.
Yeah.
Although she was very progressive. I had a Barbie set that was a travel agent set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She had every kind of job known to the world. She was a cat herder, I believe, at one point.
But it's so mundane. It's like travel agent.
Okay.
It came with files and like a printer, like a little plastic box that was stickers on it to be a printer. Yeah. I had some fun times.
Sounds like a blast.
Barbie selling trips to Hawaii.
That sounds like a blast. And meanwhile, she's stuck like in Podunk. Enjoy your trip to Hawaii that I set up. I'm going to go herd my cats alone because I live alone with 10 cats. I'm Barbie. All right. And then finally, December 21st is Humbug Day. Celebrate your favorite Scrooge, your best Scrooge day. I don't know why it's only December 21st. I pretty much think the entire month of December is Humbug Month. So those are some holidays that you can celebrate. All right. We're going to break, and then we're going to celebrate my dad's 100th joke. We'll get my dad on the line. And we got a couple of special things lined up and ready to go. And if you want to call in or text in anything about my dad's jokes, you can do that. It's 312-981-7200. It is the 100th joke of my dad. That'll be coming up. He'll tell the actual 100th joke at the regular time, the 4:45-ish break. But we've got a little celebrating to do before that, coming up after the news, which is next.